Joining us now live on Breakthrough Entertainment on 1480 AM KPHX is one of the funniest stand-up comedians of all time, political commentator, best-selling author, actor, and currently the host of Real Time on HBO, Bill Maher. Welcome, Bill, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and there's a lot to talk about today. And before we talk about Flip a District, something you're doing on HBO, can we talk about Flip a State, like Arizona, and how we get rid of John McCain and Jeff Flake?
Yeah, well, that'd be great, wouldn't it? I don't know. You know, Arizona, first of all, I think is flippable. I think if you increase the Latino vote, you probably could turn it a lot bluer. Of course, the white vote is dying. So it's basically older white people and the Latinos who wipe their asses. And I think that at some point that Democratic will turn in favor of the Democrat.
And we have someone like Kyrsten Sinema. She's been on our show, too.
Sure, she's bisexual, right?
She is, indeed.
That's what she says.
Yeah, and she's sort of cool, though. We like her.
That's definitely a
cool.
Treat as well.
She's bisexual, and she's yes. In Congress. Come on. Yeah. You look up cool in the dictionary, it's pretty much her picture.
And she's pretty cute, too, I've got to say.
Oh, well.
Have you met her?
I have not.
No?
But I'm sure
we could remedy that.
Point, well, yeah, we could remedy that. I'm sure we should have her on the show at some point, because I think she's the only bisexual in Congress. I know there are 6 openly gay people
yeah.
now, and there's 3 more running this time, openly gay. I call it Project Beltway.
There's probably quite a few that aren't openly gay, too.
Yeah, yeah. And that's right. And then there's all the Republicans who got caught in restrooms.
That's right, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
McCain and Lindsey Graham. What am I talking about?
Well, you know, if we add a little blue to the red state, we can become purple. I think that'd be awfully fun.
No, you absolutely could. Arizona, you know, I mean, come on. We here in California, we call it California East. Arizona definitely could become something other than known as the land of Barry Goldwater. And let's face it, John McCain, at times in his life, was a lot more moderate than he is now.
Oh, absolutely.
I think he's motivated so much by the bitterness of losing the election to Obama. I don't think he ever got over that. And he's just cranky and he's always been a little crazy. But, I mean, I kind of liked him in 2000. I mean, when he was running on, remember he had the bus and all the press
yeah.
on the bus, and it was the straight talk guy, and yeah, I think he was a lot more of an attractive candidate back then.
Yeah, he made a dramatic turn towards the right, and I guess to just
sure.
get nominated. And then, of course, Sarah Palin.
Right.
She's not the first openly gay person that has lost, but yeah, that was quite a pick in itself. But
right.
What can you do about that? So talk a little bit about Flip a District. This sounds really cool. I watch your show all the time. You're more than welcome. You are phenomenal. I just love Real Time. But talk about the process of Flip a District. How you came up with it? How people can still participate if they can. I know you have. I think you call it the Tweet 16, and there's
right.
4 people.
Four finalists.
Four finalists.
I love it. The flippable 4.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we picked the guy last week. On September 12th, we were in Washington, and it's John Klein, the congressman from the suburbs of Minneapolis. He is the winner, or if you will, the loser of this. I think it just came about because we've talked a lot over the years about the fact that the dissatisfaction rate with Congress is amazingly high, like only about 10% approval rating.
Yeah.
And yet over 90% are returned. We said at one point that the only way to get out of Congress is either to die, to cash out as a lobbyist, or to tweet a picture of your penis. other than that, it's almost impossible to get rid of anybody. And we said, how can this be? How can people be so dissatisfied?
Well, and it might also have to do with how photogenic that part is, as
yeah.
well, right? You know?
I was talking about this in my recent comedy special. I don't want to see penises. You know, this whole idea that we're going to have to be looking at them for the rest of our life, because you know this generation does that. They put their junk online, and we've already seen one politician's junk, and I don't want to be looking at penises for the rest of my life, especially Chris Christie's.
Can you even see it?
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly. There's the guy who hasn't seen his penis.
Since he was 12, probably.
But we just thought, let's try to flip one dish. Let's see if it's possible. If we shed a light on one guy in one district, maybe we could overcome the advantages of money and gerrymandering, which is, you know, two of the main reasons why people are able to hold on to their seats forever, as if it's some sort of an heirloom. So we'll see. We've just started the campaign, but I'm going to be going to Minnesota in a couple of weeks and probably going back again and having a town hall or some sort of event that gets people involved. And of course, at the end of the day, it'll be up to the people. I can only do so much.
So this is much more than a bit. It's you're actually trying to do this change.
Yeah, we're trying to do this. And, you know, as I keep saying, we're not for the opponent. We're just against him. This is a completely negative campaign. As of last week, I didn't even know who the opponent was. I only read the guy's name for the first time when John Klein put out a fundraising letter in response to us picking him, attacking me. Oh. And I had said, you know, this isn't about me. It's about him and his record. And, of course, he did exactly what I predicted. He didn't talk about defending his record at all. He just attacked me. And that's when I first learned the name of his opponent. I don't know this guy. I don't know if he's good or bad. What I know is he could not possibly be worse than what's there now.
And how did the people vote?
Yes.
Is that how they picked the original 16 and then you picked the four?
No, it's not how. No, we took that into account, but we didn't necessarily pick John Klein because he got the most votes, although he did get the most votes. We picked him because he was the most, if you will, colorless member that was in the final four, because it would be easy to pick some clown, one of those Louis Gohmert types who's always saying crazy things like, you know, I don't know.
like Yoho the Yahoo, who's saying that you need to be a landowner in order to be able to vote?
Yeah, exactly. Those kind of things. And, you know, legitimate rape when you're assaulted by a licensed, bonded, and fully insured rapist. You know,
I hadn't heard about that one.
Yeah, well, you've heard about legitimate. Yeah, these kind of crazy things. But we wanted to basically illuminate the fact that for every one of those clowns who says crazy things, there's probably 10 of these John Kleins who just quietly goes around about always being wrong about everything. And our correspondent, Alexandra Pelosi, is there now making a video about it. And she's in the district, and she talked to a lot of the people there. She's going to be on our show Friday night. And one of the things she's going to talk about is she talked to one of John Klein's strategists, and he said quite openly, his strategy is just to hide.
Wow.
His strategy is just to
be in the closet.
It's so cynical to just play on the fact that people don't know much about him and keep it that way.
Don't make waves.
That's right. Don't make waves.
Well, we have a new mantra here. Our new mantra here is meddle more.
Meddle more.
Yes, because
like
you
Michael
are
Moore?
Meddling. You said the whole point of this is to meddle in the political system.
Sure.
We need to meddle more.
Oh,
we
yes.
We need to get
we
more
do need
involved
meddle more.
And meddle with the political
Absolutely.
System more.
And I think we're going to continue to do this and support you in this because I like what you're doing. You know, as you know, most citizens, you know, people that vote, well, anyway, most people don't vote anyway, but the people of America, they really don't know the issues and
they really don't
know what's going on. So I like what you're doing. I mean, like this guy, John Klein, and I'm looking at the website, FlipADistrict, I think it's .com.
Yes.
He's an anti-environment, anti-union.
Oh.
Anti-mine safety.
You name an issue, he's on the wrong side of it.
It's amazing. I mean, pro-war,
you know,
party hack who bragged about shutting down the government.
A horrible hack who all his money comes from out of state, by the way. It comes from mining companies. Minnesota isn't a big mining state. It comes from for-profit colleges. This guy gets a zero from the unions in his state. That's pretty hard to do. He gets a zero from the environmental groups. Michelle Bachmann, who's in the neighboring district, got an 11. And
wow.
She thinks carbon dioxide is harmless.
Oh,
she said that publicly. So he's worse than her. He got a zero from Planned Parenthood. He's against gay marriage, against stem cell research, for shutting down the government, against raising the minimum wage, voted to repeal Obamacare 50 times, voted against food stamps, voted against repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, would not even vote to investigate torture, would not even try to block a bill just to study climate change. I mean, this guy is just bad news. He's owned by corporations, and he is the epitome of what's wrong with this paralyzed political system.
Yeah, no doubt. And also, you know, he's not even for students because he
a bill to
reduce the budget deficit by raising rates on student loans. I mean, what's up with that?
Right. And that's what caused most of the outcry against him. It was mostly young people, which is something else that appealed to us, because those are the ones, of course, who we most need to get involved in the political process, especially during the midterms. The voting rolls for young people on the midterms are dismally low. I think in 2010 it was like 11% who under 29 who voted. That has got to go up if we're ever going to see change.
See, and that's what I like what you're doing. I mean, you're going to not only shine the light on the issues, but you may just rally up the base and people that usually don't vote. And
no, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And so how do you think this is going to turn out? I mean, from your gut feeling, do you think this will work? And if it does, then I think a lot of people may try to duplicate what you're doing.
You know, I honestly don't know. If I was betting my own money, I would say the odds are against this because, like I said, 90% of incumbents are returned to office. And it's very hard to get people aroused politically. And they're so awfully uninformed. Alexandra was telling me just the other day, and she's going to again talk about it more on Friday, that the level of that people in the district, a lot of them, they have no idea who their congressperson is. They think it's either Michelle Bachmann, who's not in that district, or Al Franken, who's not in Congress, who's not a congressman at all. Of course, he's a senator. Mm-hmm. And very often they're for both Bachmann and Franken, who, of course, are diametrically opposed, but they're just the two names that are familiar to them.
Wow.
This is what we're dealing with.
So
that seems kind of like with Hollywood and with stars too. You know, the more you get your name out there,
absolutely,
the more known you are.
Right.
And when they see a name they recognize, it's like boom.
Then you can open a movie.
So
exactly.
So what you're doing really is trying to educate the public a bit and I think that's a great thing to do because it is very bothersome when people hear the spin, the talking points, and they're just filled full of emotion, and they vote based on that without knowledge.
Without knowledge. And, people always push back at me when I say the American people are stupid. They hate to hear that. Charlie Rose was getting mad at me about it a week ago when I said it on his show. But it's true. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. When you look at what people know, especially in a democracy where we depend on people knowing things, it's just pathetic. But, I mean, what do you expect? 60% of Americans believe the Noah's Ark story to be literally true.
It's not?
What?
Oh, my God.
I saw the movie,
The movie was true. Sorry, I burst some bubbles here today, haven't I? Oh, my God.
Well, no. And to me, I rather than saying stupid, I really think that the American people are lazy. I think that we want everything fed to us.
Right.
We want everything given to us.
Right.
We want to be told what to think.
That's
because
true.
Our schools teach to the test, not to teach knowledge, but teach to the test. This is what the test is going to ask you, so you need to know this answer. Not, this is what you need to know in life.
And why.
Yeah,
and
that's
why.
Probably true.
And so if you're not engaging your brain, then it's like, okay, well, just tell me who to vote for. That's why all this propaganda and who sends out the most colorful, paraphernalia, all the signs and the people who wave, oh, that girl's cute.
Right.
I'm going to vote for that person or that guy's hot. You know,
no, that's
it's like,
true.
Seriously, look and see what the issues are.
Right.
If you don't know what they are, don't vote.
Right. They are, you're right. Lazy leads to ignorance. It really does.
This is true.
And at some point, you just kind of throw your arms up and say, yeah, the politicians suck. But the people are no prize either. I mean, the politicians are, at the end of the day, a reflection of the people. And so when I see giant lines to buy a friggin' iPhone,
yeah,
and then
that's right.
they won't go out to vote, I'm like, fine. But you know what? If that's the way you want to play it, then you know, then you don't get to complain.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Or they'll go out and sleep over. What is it called? Black Friday or something?
Sure. I mean,
Black Friday.
They slept for openings of Chipotle. I mean,
yeah.
well, you can't go wrong with the rice. Come on.
Well, we've got people that have been sleeping out, camping out, waiting for football tickets.
Oh, sure.
For Blackout Thursday when they play against UCLA.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Now, what do we have to look forward to with your show? We are so excited about you coming here to Arizona.
Well, you'll laugh your ass off.
Well, of course. I assume
that's the most exciting thing.
I was there last time you were here, and it was a great show.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I mean, the nice thing about the kind of act I do, which takes its material mostly from the newspaper and what's going on in the world and the nation, is that it's always changing. You know, I just did a stand-up special on HBO, and I can, you know, come to Arizona and basically do a whole new spiel because everything's different now. It's mostly about ISIS. No, I'm kidding. It's partly about ISIS, but it's about everything that's going on. And I think, you know, folks who watch Real Time would be familiar with the kind of topics I'm interested in. It's just that when you do stand-up comedy, it's just to make people laugh. You know, I mean, I don't do silly jokes about dogs and cats and stuff like that, but I do jokes. You know, I've never been one of those comedians who thinks I can just go up there and be serious about something. If I don't have something to really make you laugh, I don't even say it.
And you do such a great job. You're welcome. A lot of the HBO specials. And, of course, that's October 4th, Co-America Theater, Phoenix, Arizona.
Co-America.
Co-America, that's
no,
right.
Co-America.
This is Co-America.
America. No, no A in it.
No A.
No
Co-America.
A.
Oh, where'd America go? Anyway.
That's what we're asking.
There's no A in team and there's no A in Co-America.
Yeah. So that's going to be exciting, October 4th. And then October 5th, you go to Tucson Music Hall.
Yeah, I'm spending the whole weekend there.
Yeah, it's going to be. That and then fun. You go to Las Vegas on my birthday, October 10th and 11th.
I'm concentrating on places that are 130 degrees.
That's yes,
there you
it's
go.
Been hot. I will say, you know, I like.
But at least you had water there.
Yeah,
yes, we do.
We don't have water in LA.
Yes, we can water our lawns. Oh wait, we don't have lawns.
I know.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. That's why you can water them in San Diego. They hold me at gunpoint. I can't water my lawn.
You know, Bill, I was looking at some of your well-known quotes, and they're just hysterical. One, this in particular, I like, I'll show you Obama's birth certificate when you show me Sarah Palin's high school diploma.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. She's quite a... Have you ever met Sarah Palin?
No, of course not. I think she probably has a restraining order, and that's fine. That's fine. I don't need to meet her.
No, not
at
all.
She'd probably punch me in the nose.
You know, there's some other names I want to throw out.
Okay, I got to jump off here.
Yeah,
okay, Sean Hannity. Ever been on your show?
Has never been on my show. I used to do his show.
Yeah, I remember.
Until Fox News put out a fatwa on me and said I couldn't, I was not welcome on any more of their shows. Now, Bill O'Reilly still has me on sometimes because he's powerful enough over there at Fox that he can defy the orders from Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
But other than that, I am not allowed on the Fox premises.
Yeah, that's good, though. That's a compliment.
That's fine. Fox News, I always call them the alternative history channel.
Which is great. Well, Bill Maher, thank you so much for joining us again. October 4th, Co-America. October 4th, I think it's 8 p.m. start. Get your tickets. It's going to be hysterical. And we really appreciate you joining us today.
And the 5th in Tucson.
Woo!
That's right. Get down there.
Arizona, be aware. We're ready
and
to have Bill Maher.
Thank you. Right. I really appreciate it.
Right, absolutely.
Thanks,
thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
And of course, that's Bill Maher. So funny. Intelligent. I mean, the guy is a best-selling author. He's done so much. He's an actor. But this might be very interesting to be able to change the political climate a bit. And I like that because you shine some light on what these congressmen or women really are doing. Mm-hmm. People may say, wait a minute, we had no idea. Why would we want them? That is excellent.
Well, that's the truth, is that people just aren't educated, and like Tricia said, you know, laziness, and as Bill alluded to as well with all that. And so this helps. Bill is hilarious. Looking forward to a show on October 4th. But also, you know, if you have HBO, definitely check out Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday. It's fantastic. Not just funny, but like you guys said, I mean, he's very well educated on everything going on in the political realm, and we need to listen up.
He handles himself very well on that show, yes.
He does.
And also, don't forget to look up Flip a District, too, flipadistrict.com.
Yes.
That's right. Very, very good stuff. And let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue Breakthrough Entertainment, and we'll be right back.